And now I'll keep my eyes on the right lines, and we'll proceed to Psalm 34, which is in your pew Bible on page 481 or on the screen. It's stanzas 15 through 20. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. And when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord rescues them from all. He keeps all their bones. Not one of them will be broken. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And at this time, we are going to read the gospel. If you are able, please stand as I read the gospel reading. It's taken from Mark chapter 5, verse 35 through 41. Listen for the word of the Lord. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke Jesus up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Group magazine, group publishing does these vacation Bible schools. They organize them. Little bitty building in Loveland, Colorado, relative to the work they do. It's not a huge, sprawling campus, but they are a for-profit corporation that develop these vacation Bible schools, and they are organized. They teach us how to do the crafts. I assume they had instructions on how to make Mr. No, Colin did the rhinoceros all by himself. Of course, he did. What? Pictures from pictures. I have to tell you one thing. Whenever I watch the video, the hippopotamus yawning, that's me in the morning before coffee. Isn't that really where we are and what we're about? But this, what was the Bible message, kids? What was the Bible? What did you learn? The central message that we learned from the whole vacation Bible school. Good. God is good. You know it. That's right. And they approached... God is good. Yeah, thank you very kindly. They approached it from an interesting standpoint. It's not a Pollyanna, a rosy, everything's perfect, because they know that the kids are in the world. They backed up first off and they walked back to the Hebrews. The Hebrews were living in that area of the Fertile Crescent, and there was drought. How many of you remember drought? We just had drought last year. Do you remember? Any of you remember the drought? Nalu and I were just commenting on that, and the smell of the forest fires. I had forgotten the smoke in the air. The Hebrews were forced to go where there was food, where there was employment, and Egypt was organized and had irrigation enough to be able to provide for them. So they sold themselves into servitude to become slaves in Egypt. Group got a little bit of negative feedback from people that said they didn't want to use that word slaves. They didn't want the kids to think about being slaves. They didn't want that association, but that's part of our history, and it's a difficult part and one we have to name and live through. But what did God do about it? Kids, do you remember what God did about the slaves in Egypt? How did he help them? He called somebody. Do you remember who he called?
Who?
Moses. That's right, Wesley. He called Moses and he says, come on down, buddy. And Moses said, not me. He says, go and set my people free. And he went to Pharaoh and he said, Pharaoh, set these people free. But what did Pharaoh say?
No.
So God sent something. What did he say? The plagues. How many of them were there?
Ten
plagues.
And on the tenth plague, every firstborn died.
If you couldn't hear him, he's exactly right. The tenth plague was the death of the firstborn. And finally, Pharaoh said, go. But then as they're leaving, Pharaoh chased them. Did you get into the Red Sea and the part? The parting of the Red Sea. If you have not been downstairs in the hallway, Stephanie has turned that into the African savanna. Take a snake bite kit with you. It is awesome what they've done down there. It's just amazing. But so they come to the Red Sea and Moses parts the Red Sea. And what happened? They went through. And then the chariots tried to follow them, the Pharaoh's army, and the seas came back together, and they drowned them. So they escaped. But then everything was rosy, and they had birthday parties and celebration, right? No. They were lost in the wilderness. And it's important to pause for that, because sometimes we do get lost in the wilderness. As grown-ups, we know that life is full of yeses and knows, of smiles and laughter and of tears. And they dealt with that. They dealt with that time in the wilderness. They dealt with how sometimes it's hard. One of the videos, they took time to talk to kids about sometimes hard things happen. Sometimes other kids are not nice to you at school. How many of us don't have memories of rough things that happened in our childhood years? We all went through that. We all lived that. And to know that is an important thing. But they faced with the kids the possibilities of other changes. Changes of schools. Changes of families. Families breaking up, of divorce. Losses, pain, even death. This is pretty big stuff. But maybe in this society today we've sugar-coated too many things for too many kids, and when something bad happens, they react in some of the ways that we find atrocious, some of the ways that have become problematic. So here, a directive to turn back to God. And then the Bible study continues, and I wasn't here on the last days as they dealt with the crucifixion. Jesus' death. And you know, we cannot be Christians without that journey of life and death. Death. But then life again. The resurrected Christ, the life all over again. Jesus alive and offering us that. So the story was, when life is hard,
God is.
When life changes,
God is good.
When we are sad,
God is good.
When life is good,
God is good.
The gospel lesson today is out of the midst of that. Are you adults getting the message here yet? Okay, we're getting there. Nalu did a beautiful job of reading the gospel lesson. And it's in different ways the story is told in different versions. I like Mark's. Mark doesn't flower it up a lot. But they've gotten in the boat and they're crossing the sea there. And the wind comes up. And the waves get bigger. And there's rain. And there's thunder. And there's lightning. We had some of that this last week. How many of you? I was sitting in the house and all of a sudden this huge boom. And I thought, it was sunny out a minute ago. What happened? But life changes. But there they are. God is good. Missed that one. But they're about to be swamped. They're about to be flooded. How many of us have felt that way? How many of those of us have been in that turmoil of saying, I don't know what I'm going to do? I remember being in my early 20s and I had a job and I quit the job because it just couldn't work anymore, and I was living in an apartment by myself. My roommate had moved out and I thought, what am I going to do? And I went out and ran in the middle of the night, just ran. I was living in Grand Junction. I'm amazed the police didn't stop me and say, son, you need to come with us. Need to do a mental eval. But just that sleepless anxiety of what will happen. And they turn to Jesus, don't you care about us, Lord? And what does he tell them? What does Jesus tell them in the back of the boat? Kids, do you remember? What does he say? Have faith. Have faith. And then what does Jesus do? The storm is going on, the waves are going, and the wind is blowing. What does Jesus do? He stops it all. Jesus is Jesus even over the wind and the rain and the sea. Can you imagine the power to be able to calm the sea? God is good. God is good. That's the lesson that we want to offer to little kids and big kids gathered here today. We are never in the boat without Jesus sleeping in the back cushions. We are never anywhere where Jesus isn't with us. It doesn't always mean that things are going to be rosy, perfect, Mary Poppins. It doesn't mean that everything is going to be happy, smiling, candy, just went to the movies and laughed ourselves silly. But God is with us. God continues with us. When we bump our heads, God is always with us. And you young people, as you grow, God will always be with you everywhere, anytime, through all things. There's an interesting sidelight I've got to take here. Can you imagine living in Jesus' time? No running water. No Starbucks. No McDonald's. No toilet paper. No showers. No Arby's. Life was tough. No doctors that could heal anything. If you got sick with simple things, it was probably terminal. So life was difficult. Is it that way now? Do we have Arby's now? I'm trying to get the kids back in here. How about McDonald's? You guys, do we have McDonald's? Do we have Starbucks? Do we have all of the... How many of you have toilet paper? And bathrooms? And hot and cold running water? And clothing? And more than one coat? Life has gotten very good. Life has gotten very good. And I think we're at a time in society where some people are saying, look what all I have. I don't need God. Look at all these things. Look at how prosperous I am. I have young kids. I have healthy young kids full of life and energy. Holly, is this young man related to you? But how do we pause and remember, even when life is good and we think that we are in control and everything seems to be going swimmingly, those are times to pause and say thanks to God. Kids, ready? God is good. There's one caveat that we ought to recognize out of Psalm 34. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. The eyes of the Lord, God is looking down upon the righteous. Now, those aren't the ones that go to church and condemn everybody else that doesn't. That's a different kind of righteous stuff. That's the kind of righteous stuff that is dissolving our churches and where we're failing to be the Christians we're called to be. Righteous means giving worship to God, but it means also treating everyone we meet as our neighbor. To sharing a coat when we have one. When you see a kid in school that's new and they're kind of looking alone, you welcome them and say, hi, I'll be your friend. When you see somebody that's struggling, you offer an arm or a hand. Righteous means doing God's good works in the land. Jesus put it another way. Jesus said, love one another. Love one another. So there we are, and that's how we are about. Today we're celebrating. You did a great job. I think we're going to leave this up the whole summer. I don't know who's going to clean up after the animals, but we all have to just figure that out as we go. And we'll make that go. But remember, kids, what was the lesson from this week? You ready? God is good. Amen, amen.